Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
What's up, y'all? And welcome to this edition of Hey, Hey, You, You, I Could Be Your Girl Trend.
That is, you know, shout out Avril and shout out Johnny Davis on the Discord. Somebody needs to have the name Discord Stew.
You know what I mean?
That would be sick. Oh, and you know what? If you take that, you're just a biter now, and I already came from my brain, so I claim it already. Don't pay.
That was a great idea.
That was sick. You're right. Let's write that down. I'm getting it tatted, actually, right
after this. Discord Stew is great.
Discord Stew doesn't advertise. Unlike us, we do advertise. Also, check out the TeePublic store because the deadline to get your gifts is fast approaching, and our shop is on sale, baby. We got that low, low. We got that low, low. Get a mask. Get a hoodie. Get a cup. Get a sticker. Get a laptop case. Do whatever you want to do.
Sure.
Don't use the Lord's name in here.
Sorry.
We're talking about motherfucking merch. Fuck that. You got to keep it nice and pleasurable. Good Christ Almighty, the deals will make Jesus weep. So let's get into the show, though. What is trending? What is trending these days?
Man, I don't even know.
Louis Tomlinson is trending. And that's Louis Tomlinson from One Direction.
Oh, right.
He put out some video and like his hair is long. So everyone's like, okay. Meanwhile, Bald Gang is like, fuck out of here with your dumbass long hair, Louis. Some of us living in the real world.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The real pain.
You can keep ass hair follicles. Keep those locks.
Yeah. Keep throwing them. Keep fucking with me, Louis, and see what happens flaunting your long luxury hair.
I am a single digit number of haircuts away from joining Bald Gang. So soon.
What do you mean single digit? What does that mean? Like how many?
I mean, I have less than 10 haircuts away from me just shaving my head.
That'd be sick, dude.
It's going away, bro. It's going.
Nah, just grow it. I think I'm going to grow mine out, and I'm going to look like a wild-ass like hacker with like the well-balding P-tail.
Yes.
That's a vibe. You know it's a strong look. Like,
it's a look for sure.
People are either like, yo, I'm not fucking with him, or like, yo, I fuck with him. So either way, I think it's a good move. Bald P-tails, stand up. and a dangle earring. Oh, fuck. Okay, this is what my bald, pulled back pigtail with the dangle cross earring.
Bro, you bust out the bass. You're
fucking with we.
You're going on body.
Anyway, what are we even talking about? Trends? Anyway, all that to say is, yeah, Louis Tomlinson is trending. There's some kind of new video out. It's a video teaser. He's doing some live stream performance on December 12th.
That's very nice.
People love that. I think some other One Direction person is trending, but I'm really ignorant of their power. Another thing that's trending again, and I think it's worth bringing up again because it is being talked about on the internet a lot, is Cyberpunk 2077.
Yes, sir.
Last time we were talking about, because, you know, today's the day that it finally comes out.
Yep.
And, you know, you touched on it yesterday just about how the developers were basically putting all of their, you know, staff who codes the game, engineers, all the people who work on the actual game itself,
right,
putting them through absolutely ridiculous hours in order to get this game done on time. Right. Where most people are like, and this has kind of, I think, become a secondary story about this game coming up. And I think it happens every time a huge tentpole game like this comes out. There's always like one or two articles about, like, just so you know, getting this game out was hell on earth for the people who had to actually make the game. And it's absolute fucked up way to treat anyone whose labor you're counting on to create something for your own fucking wealth. Couldn't agree more. That's popping up.
Yeah. And unfortunately, it's becoming all too common of a trend with AAA games. There's just like a demand to get content out. And so people are just working themselves to the bone. What I think is there's two levels of this. And I want to be very clear that I'm not doing any victim blaming in what I'm about to say. But there's definitely a part of the culture that is people who truly want to work that much to make the game happen. And that's where management and unionization and a more standard work schedule is so, so important to this industry. Because if managers will just let these people who are just diehard, hardworking people, they'll just let them work themselves to the bone to get a game out. And that is not the worker's fault at all. They are passionate about the game, they're passionate about their work, and that's awesome, but it is up to the company to enforce these rules that keep their workers safe, keep them healthy. It's just, otherwise, it's just like letting people work themselves to the bone, and that shit's completely unfair.
I mean, capitalism thrives on people beating themselves up about their productivity. So, yeah, you have people who on one level are like, no, I want to do it. In the back of their minds, it's like, no, I have to do it to either A, impress somebody. Or, you know, there are, like you said, there are people who genuinely, they're so immersed in it that this is their life's work. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, yeah, there has to be more regimented protection. So you're not just taking advantage of the fact that someone's like, well, I didn't say it. They just know we kind of had this day picked out. So we got to fucking lock shit down and get, you know, put our nose to the grindstone. It's nonsense. So yeah, this is why unionization is so important across every industry. But what time does it come out? In like a couple hours?
Comes out at 4 p.m.
Oh shit.
4 p.m. Pacific.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I'm trying to get my work done. Yeah,
I need to make sure those hours weren't wasted because I'm gonna have a hot take. I'm like, y'all crunched for this.
I'll let everybody else have their hot takes, but I'm excited to try it. This is undoubtedly the most anticipated game of the year. And
should I get it?
Are you looking for a single player adventure in a big open world set in a, you know, dystopian future?
My whole goddamn life is a single player adventure. You feel me? You know what I mean? Just open world, baby. You know, I've been out here, only child. You know what I mean? Like, so everything, I relate to that. But I don't know. I mean, like, I have a lot of shit. I beat the shit out of Ghost of Tsushima.
Oh, congratulations.
So now I just play online or whatever. It's fine. Nice. You know, thank you. God bless.
That's a game of the year major contender this year.
Oh, it absolutely should be. Mm-hmm. I also sadly dusted off Ghost Recon Breakpoint because they did a ton of updates. Like I have not played it in maybe 9 months.
Sure.
And then they're like, oh, finally, all this shit that was from the first game, like AI teammates and things you've reintroduced. I don't know why it wasn't in the launch, but again, Ubisoft.
I mean, that's just how people do. They release an early access game these days.
I'm dabbling with that, but you know, part of me got my eye on Assassin's Creed Valhalla. You know what I mean? Because I like Viking culture. I studied Vikings in college.
Hell yeah.
So there's some shit there. But you know, I'm always, when this break hits, bro.
I'll tell you what, I'm about to get a solid 6 to 7 hours in tonight, so I will definitely let you know how it is.
Well, maybe we'll give a Daniel's a sky view on that on tomorrow's trending episode.
Tomorrow's trends.
Also, Benzema and Real Madrid are trending for all the Champions League homies out there. Hooray. I know Real Madrid is playing Borussia Mönchengladbach right now in the Champions League. I just know that they look, this is for all my footy fans out there. Real Madrid has not been right since Cristiano Ronaldo left for Juventus.
Nah.
I'm sorry. They have not. They have not been. They're just not the same. And as much as I love Zinedine Zidane as a player, it seemed, and he seemed like a good manager at the time. They've been struggling, but you know what? They made it out of the group stage. So let the saga continue.
So what's up with Kareem though?
I think he just, I don't know. I think he scored.
Oh, okay, cool.
I think that's the only reason. So, but fair. I'm not even actually sure if he did. He probably did though. Unless he completely fucked up. But since it looks like they are winning their game, it should be all to the good. And that's just a moment for me to be able to say Zinedine Zidane. I owe him a few because I lost a bet to him. And finally, Nigella Lawson is trending, who is like, you know, this English chef lady who people like, they're like, oh yeah, Nigella, we love your whole vibe in the home.
Okay.
She's been trending because she had an Instagram post where she said this.
Mash at this stage, but I still need a bit of milk, full fat, mm-hmm. which I've warmed in the microwave.
Huh? Huh? What? So that had everybody like in their shopping bag.
Man.
Being like, man. What the microwave? Does she know? Obviously, she knows. But she didn't say anything for a minute, and then all these things came up. Like the internet is melting down about how Nigella Lawson says microwave, and then she's just like, "Look, fool, that's me." She's like, "It's a bit. Like I just said it as a joke, and then it just becomes." She said, "Quote: I don't know a camp joke that becomes a habit." Exactly.
Literally.
That's like when people say Tarjay or me saying Joe Biden. I know his name is not Joe Biden. Okay, but I will. And for people who aren't clear on the lore of Joe Biden, it's from a digital ad the Trump campaign ran during the election that had all these cops being like, Joe Biden is going to usher in the new era of whatever the fuck it is, racial justice.
Real good sounding shit.
But anyway, Joe Biden out here.
Joe Biden.
So yeah, Nigella, we know it's a bit. Shout out to bits. Shout out to intentional mispronunciations. Like, that's like me saying aspartame for aspartame.
Yeah, bingo.
It's funny.
How many people are in your menchies about that?
I think most people know, although you get some people who take you very literally, like people who, like when I'm flippantly saying I'm confused by some of Biden's cabinet picks, and then I get suggestions to listen to PodSave. I think it's a joke, but also thank you for sincerely trying to give me an explanation.
Thank you.
I believe I may be looking at it slightly differently. but hey, John Lovett, come on, you know, because I think you're really funny. You know, and I love your writing staff. You know, shout out Jossie, you know, who's been on the show before. Also, Homegirl, Pallavi.
Oh, Pallavi's she's a writer.
Pallavi writing for them too.
No way.
I don't want to put all their shit out there, but yeah, that's what they do.
Shout out Pallavi. Pallavi.
Shout
viral
out Travis.
Queen.
You know, shout out Travis Helwig over there, the main writer over there. You know, I fuck with a lot of people there. You know what I mean?
So
it's not like it's not all beef. It's just like when it comes down to the policy, maybe we want to scrap over things here and there. But as people, I like them.
We got people in high places.
I've seen them at parties. And
they be anyway. Wilding.
I'm not gonna say anything because I don't want to make it hot for anybody. So with that, let's take it there. Thank you so much for joining me.
My pleasure. Thanks for having
wonderful
me.
Ride. You know, shout out to y'all. Make sure you're out there taking care of yourselves and each other. If you are blessed to be in a place of stability, try and extend some stability to someone else if you can. It's the ultimate gift right now and throughout life. Wash your hands, wear a mask, you know, fucking stay as safe as possible, kick white supremacy in his ass, and do y'all as I can. Go forth and spread love. It's the thing anyway. Alright, till tomorrow with the whole gigantic episode.
It's such a good one.
Woo! I mean, I'm not gonna spoil it, but y'all wanna tune in.
It's a great
for that one. With that, peace and blessings. Bye bye. Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.